The First Lady, Mrs. Lordina Mahama, says people should eschew their reliance on white-collar jobs over skilled acquired ones. She said going into vocational training has always been seen by many as a venture for school dropouts, adding that it is high time parents debunked that notion and encouraged their wards to take up vocational training. Mrs. Mahama said this yesterday in the Volta region when she presented sewing machines and their dressing equipment to artisans, including hairdressers, dressmakers, and barbers at Hodome. The donation is another area the Lordina Foundation has been focusing on for some time now. Aside from medical supplies she presents to hospitals, Yvonne Etilego has filed this report.
The Lordina Foundation's new focus of assisting artisans across the country was partly triggered by the show of enthusiasm by artisans and their struggle to enhance their work. Mrs. Mahama employed parents and society to support government's transformational agenda by encouraging their wards to be interested in vocational and technical training and go to appropriate institutions. Items donated include 50 boxes of hand sewing machines, 30 boxes of industrial sewing machines, 5 boxes of foot massages, 30 boxes of sterilizers and other hair and sewing equipment. The donation was made possible with support from the Chinese Embassy, the Turkish First Lady, among other sponsors. The Queen Mother of Hodome, Mama Atrato, expressed appreciation to the First Lady for her support. She said the town has been able to establish a pregnancy school for needy mothers where they are trained in other vocations to enable them to be self-employed. She appealed for support for the school. The First Lady later visited the home market where she interacted with the market women to know their needs and challenges.